The ripple effect of your healing after a breakup. Have you ever thought of how much your decision to heal and putting in the work to actually heal right after a breakup is going to impact all aspects of your life? This is something that I definitely have not considered years ago when I was going through the breakup that almost cost me my life. But this is something that I keep reflecting on right now over and over and over again. And the reason is because I have so much appreciation and gratitude for where I am right now. But not only that, I can see how much the decision that I made years ago that I'm going to heal, that I'm going to figure myself and my life out, and that I'm going to stay dedicated and committed to doing the work day in and day out. And right now, I am reaping the fruits of this decision. And it is amazing when you, and I'm sure that you've had a similar experience in your life. Right now, I want you to think about a decision that you have made in your life before, that you are going to do something, and that you stuck to your commitment and to your decision, and you continue to do the work. And then over time, you look back and you realize that that single decision has been the catalyst for so much of the transformation and the breakthroughs that you've had in your life. And this is amazing because it only reminds you of how much our lives could be different as a result of only one decision. This is amazing because right now I can see that my healing affected everything in my life, literally every single thing in my life. That includes my health, my relationships, my work, how I feel about myself, how I feel about life in general, and how I feel about other people. My whole experience in life became different as a result of doing the work and healing and using that breakup as a catalyst for change, and instead of allowing it to shape the rest of my life and my future. And right now, anytime I find myself, you know, being the aunt that I've always dreamed of being to my 8 nephews and 2 nieces, I cannot help but to look back and to say, oh my God, you know, imagine if I had done what I was thinking of doing years ago, and that is ending my life. Because there was a point in my life where I thought that I can't make it. There's no way that I'm going to figure my life out, and that I'm always going to be depressed and anxious, and not count to anything valuable in life. And I was actually thinking of ending my life. And I remember back then that the number one thing that stopped me from doing that, from actually taking action on that thought, was that I did not want to put my family through this pain and trauma. I knew that once they get the news of my death this way, my mom, my 3 sisters and brother, my 8 nephews and 2 nieces are going to suffer for the rest of their lives because of that. And especially that I knew that they did not have the tools that help them not allow my suicide to shape the rest of their experience in life. And so I was so clear that I was not going to let that be, you know, that I was not going to be the reason for their suffering, that I was not going to just sit there and become the reason why they get traumatized and they get hurt and they spend the rest of their lives like having a million questions in their heads, thinking about what could have happened, what should have happened, what they should have done, how come they never paid attention, and how come they never realized that I was struggling. And honestly, there's no way that I can blame them, because, you know, sometimes we are so good in trying to cover our own struggle, you know, even from the people that we care about the most. And so I was really good at that. I was really good at putting up a facade and letting my pain stay inside instead of just allowing myself to express it or to say, hey guys, like I'm struggling and I have no idea how to figure this out. I didn't know how to do that. I did not know how to be open about my emotions. And so I was just living in my own prison. And because of that, it would be hard to actually blame them. Because I know that if they had any means of helping me, they would never have hesitated to do it. And so fast forward years, a few years, and so show up to myself every day. I do the work. I do my my research, and I do my best in figuring out how can I, you know, put myself in a place where I feel good about myself, I feel good about my life, and I feel good about the kind of relationships that I have in my life, like everything, like on all different areas of my life. And honestly, I had nothing but hope back then. And so the best that I ever, had was to just like hope that there are some answers out there for me. And so, I continue to do the work and because of that, I am where I am, right now. Now, what does that have to do with you? I want you to think about like all the things that you would love to change in your life, whether it's health issues, relationship, career, financial, you know, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about life in general. I want you to think about like all the problems and the challenges and the struggles that you have in all different areas of your life. And I kid you not, when I say all of these things are going to shift and change as a result of your healing. Once you make the decision that you are committed to your healing, and when you show up, continue to show up for yourself every single day, you are going to shift. How you feel about yourself is going to change. How you approach others and your life is going to change. How you have relationships with others is going to change. The kinds of beliefs that you have about yourself, about others, about relationships, about life in general is going to change. And as a result, because your beliefs are going to change, your thoughts are going to change, how you feel, meaning your emotions are going to change, the results that you're going to get in life are going to change as well. And this is so powerful because it's the ripple effect of just like one single decision is endless. Like right now, I was talking to a couple of my friends a few days ago, and we were actually thinking about, you know, putting our heads together and deciding that we are going to help with one community project because we feel like we were going through a very appreciative time. The three of us, we are, you know, going through an amazing chapter of our lives, success, we're joyful, we are appreciative, we are happy. And so we wanted to extend this appreciation and gratitude beyond ourselves. And this is why we made the decision that we are going to extend the love, the joy, the appreciation to others by our participation towards a community project. Now, so It's not just about me. It's not just about my family members. It's not just about my students. It's not just about like my business. It's about my community. It's about every single life that you touch directly or indirectly. Yes. Whether you teach someone and that someone takes that knowledge and extends it to others, or whether you you do community work, your business, your family, your friends, your coworkers, there is no way for us to calculate the impact that your decision of healing is going to have in your life. It's endless. It is endless, and it's crazy at the same time because you don't say, okay, well, I'm going to just heal, but that means that I have to do other work on like my health issues. I kid you not. Like, I was going through a very tough time with my body when I started to do that work. I had back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, terrible acid reflux that at one point it got so bad that actually when I drink water, the water starts to come up. And then if I'm sleeping in the middle of the night on my back, the fluid comes up. And so I start choking and coughing like crazy. And so I have to sit down to be able to catch my breath. And then that means I could only sleep on one side, but definitely not on my back. So acid reflux, headaches, knee pain. It was just the amount of pain that I was going that I was having in my body. It was just like crazy, you know. And at one point, I got so frustrated because I know that I'm not that old to be having all of these challenges, like all of this, you know, physical pain. I was like, I'm not old for all of this pain, you know. And so once I started doing the work, for my healing, and that of course includes meditation, everything started to change. Like my acid reflux, it got improved within 30 days. Like 85% of my acid reflux was gone in the first 30 days. I was like, my mind was blown away. I was blown away by the results, and I was amazed by how much could change in our lives once we change how we feel. Because I never thought that our emotions have such an impact on the quality of lives, on the quality of life that each and every one of us have. And I want the same for you. So right now, I am experiencing this gratitude, this appreciation. And now I'm working diligently to extend that to other women because I want you to have the same experience. I want you to have the same appreciation and gratitude and joy for life that I have right now. And it is so hard for me to be able to enjoy life just by myself because it's like, I want, you know, like everybody to be able to experience how I'm feeling, this kind of, you know, appreciation and gratitude and joy that you wake up with in the morning. It's like, ah, I want everybody to be able to experience that. It's just like crazy. And so this is why I continue to show up every day for you. And this is also why I'm inviting you to join our free Facebook community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood, because this is a place where you can have access to weekly meditations, trainings, and in-depth conversations with other women who are going through the same pain, but who have made the committed decision that they are not going to let their breakup shape the rest of their lives. So this is a place where you can work on yourself to find peace, to find your way back to yourself, and to live a life that really inspires you. You can join our free Facebook community by clicking the link that you find in the description of this episode. And I cannot wait to welcome you on the inside. It's going to be an amazing place for you to hold your hand and to support you because I know that the healing journey could be lonely, it could be difficult, but it doesn't have to be that way once you have the support system and the people who know who are going through the same thing but who know how to help you out. So I can't wait to welcome you inside. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.